we are, we're still on the job. We're still trying to build the church. Sister Crow, I thought we'd had it done a long time ago. We was told that it would be done a long time ago. Well, I said a long time ago, at least 16 years ago. It's supposed to be up and done and gone. Well, it didn't happen. But that doesn't deter the fact that God is going to have a church. And we used to sing a song, Working the Road. Working the Road. If we could, as older people, and I classify myself now as an older person. I really am. I don't run as fast. I don't run at all. I ain't no such thing as running as fast as I used to. I just don't run, period. If it's got to be done at a running scale, forget it. It ain't going to happen from here. I don't jump anymore. But on the inside, I'm thankful for what God's doing, that God's still moving among a people, that there's still something going on, there's still something that's happening, there's still a work to be done. And we can do that work because God called us. God put us here. If we could get the road smoothed out a little bit smoother, put an asphalt top on it, you know, get it smooth. Somebody said, well, you can't smooth down the road, you know. Everybody's going to have to go through these life experiences just like you and I went through them in order to get where we're at. That may be the case, but I can tell you one thing. There's going to be a church come on the scene that's going to have enough of the power of God in it. Brother, they won't take as long as we have, Brother Tally. Amen. You know, some of us have been working this 40 years, 50 years, and young people don't look at us and say, my God, if he's been working at it for 40 years and he just gotten to where he's at now, there ain't no hope for me. I'm telling you, there's a church coming on the scene that's going to have enough of the power of God in it. You can get the job done in less than 20 years. Amen. You can get it done in less than 10 years. You can get it done in less than 5 years. Hey man, I've got scriptures that says you can get it done in 3. Hey man, with the proper word, proper knowledge, proper understanding, proper spirit. Let me tell you something, folks. There's something coming for God's people. And just because, you know, I know that this aspect could kick in too, you know, that, well, my day is over, you know. My life is run. My motor's about wore out. I ain't got much that I can do. Oh, we can keep working on the road. And the thing of it is, when you go to sleep in Jesus, you can wake up and we'll see the Latter Rain Church in existence, working. Wouldn't you like to be in on that? Make the bride of Christ live on out through the ceaseless ages of eternity. Isn't there a scripture? Somebody help me with this thought. Isn't there a scripture that makes the statement, time will be no more? Is there one that says that? Or is that a song or something else? Huh? Round that up for us if you can. Here's the thought that crossed my mind when that kicked in on my thought pattern. Is we rate things in years. You know, then you got lifetime years, you know, like 65, 70, 80 years old. And in fact, I was talking to the guy that I worked for Monday. He was telling me about this person that he knew that had deceased. I think he said they were 81 years of age. He said, you know, that's young. That's young. He's 62. I said, it's kind of according to where you look at it from, isn't it? He said, well, yeah, I think so. He said, what are you really saying? Hang on to that scripture. He said, I said, if you're like me, when you was in your teens, 81 years of age was an old person. I said, now you're 62 and I'm 65. I said, that 81, that's very far away, is it? He said, you're right. He said, that's awful young right now. But that scripture, where did it go, Brother Painter? And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. My thought was this. We're not going to rate time in the bride of Christ. Of course, that's going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. We'll have that time. And then I think Brother Tucker and Brother Langer both kind of went on out into like the 12,000-year period of time. But if time is no longer and you're not going to die, why are you going to hang on to birthdays? You know? Why would we want to hang on to this time element deal as to thinking, well, you know, I'm 1,500 years old and are we going to get older or what are we doing here? I'd like to get to the place I can just turn time loose, wouldn't you? The only thing I found out about time is that it's certainly slowed me down. You know, and it's gotten faster. I told my wife here in the last few weeks, I said, you know, I can remember when I was in my teenage years, I talked to people like, well, older people that were on up in their 60s and 70s. And they'd tell me, well, we've had a weather front to go through. I kind of grinned to myself. I didn't show any outward expression, but I thought, I can't hardly believe that they can tell. All right, ask myself the question, how could they tell? You know? And some of them even stated, well, my author, he's acting up, you know, my knees is not feeling like they should. You know what? I've got to where I can tell when a weather front goes through. Now, that's strange to some of these younger people. It was strange to me. But I can tell. And the way I can tell is that I hurt. There's more places that I want to count. But I can tell when a weather front goes through. Don't make any difference if it's a cold weather front or a hot one. I can tell every time. But we're still working the road to building God's church. And if we can get it up to a place to where that these young people can take it and go on across the threshold to a restored church, wouldn't we be able to stand up and say, I helped? Wouldn't we feel good to say that? I think it'd be good. I'd like to say that I helped to smooth the road down to where that they could get here a little faster. You know, I'd like to say, well, the restored church is going to be here next week. Folks, all you got to do is make it one more week. But I don't think that that's going to take place. Not now. Don't think it's going to take place. Not next week. If it is, we're in for a real shock. But I'm glad to be here and to be a part of what God's doing in the earth today and in this service. I thank God for what we're doing and what we're feeling. And if we'll begin to turn our faith toward God, and I thought here, as Brother Michael, I was going to reference that fellow earlier, that, you know, God can save anybody. Remember the statement that was made in our youth meeting? Anybody remember? God can do anything with anything. And I believe that tonight. I really, really believe that God can do that. Maybe it may be one of them situations where I believe that God can do anything with anything, but will he do something with me? We're part of anything. And the fact that God's already saved us, already filled us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, already given us a revelation of the body of Christ, already began to plant the nuggets of gold in our hearts and lives from the Word of God. Folks, we're further along than what we might think we are. So I'm glad to be here tonight.
Well, I'm glad to be here tonight, too. Amen. Enjoyed that, Brother McGowan. I believe that's the second time or third time I've seen you get up, and you hit it both times. I mean, it's kind of scary sometimes when every time you get up, you hit it, because then you're worried, you know, about that one time. But there's been some secrets, I think, revealed here tonight. You know, God, I think there's a secret behind getting behind the ministry and getting behind and reaching out to other people and having a servant's heart. Brother McGowan, I think one of the things that was brought up in the youth meeting also was, I remember when Brother Michael, he opened up the service, he said that his feeling was that God's calling our young people to be commissioned. I believe that's what you said, isn't it? He said, I remember that word. He's commissioning us. And that line of thought held out through the meeting, where God's calling us to work in the kingdom of God. And he's given us jobs to do. And given us position, part. You know, we all have a part in the kingdom of God. We're all members. Paul say? In particular, we're all members in particular. And so, I thank God that I'm that particular person, and I feel good about that. You know, I may be the little toe, or you know, who knows what member I am, but I'm there. Praise God. That's the main thing, is I'm here, and God, and I'm useful in the kingdom of God, and he's calling us to find that job and work. I remember, y'all may not believe this, but there was a time when I started coming to the body, Brother Smith's church, one of the things that... that God laid on my heart was to pray for the ministry, pray for those that were in, and you know what I was saying was, is that there was a time when Brother Smith really needed help, you know, and he gets up, and I think he hits it nearly every time when he gets up now, but you know, we can pray that God will help those, you know, work here and to try to bring in the Spirit, that we can find, we have ears to hear what God is saying to the church, and that we can be sensitive enough to find that channel. And that's, you know, God's talking to us. We may not always be listening. We may not always have our ears open, but he loves us and we're his children, and he's talking to us. And so if we find that channel, that's where that sweet Spirit is, you know, and that's where we can find what God's doing what he's wanting to talk about in the service. And so, and I appreciate tonight. I appreciate God's Spirit and what he, and His love. I've got a song that I'm going to try to sing. It's just a chorus, but maybe you sisters can help me out here. I want one of you sisters. It's written in E flat. I'll try it in E flat. I don't know why that'll work. But. I will serve Thee, 'cause I love Thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before You found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why You died on Calvary. Your touch was what I long for. You have given life to me. I will serve Thee because I love Thee. Have given life to me. I was nothing before You found me. You have given life to me. Oh, heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why You died on Calvary. Your touch was what I long for. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why You died on Calvary. Your touch was what I long. Do you love Him tonight? Hallelujah. You have given life to me. was nothing for you. Found me, you have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, run life. What I long for, you have given life to me. I will serve thee because I love thee. Have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. Run lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch was what I longed for. You have gave. Are you thankful he gave you life tonight? Hallelujah. Oh God, will you serve him tonight? I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Oh.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Appreciate that wonderful song. It's good service we've had and spirit that's come in here. Hallelujah. Let's not forget what Brother Smith said. He was impressed with the Lord for us to do this week and fast for Sister Leanna. And keep her on our prayers. And as we leave here tonight, let's keep that on our mind this week. And she's going to need God to intervene for her. And whatever His will is in her life, whatever He's going to work out. And, you know, sometimes we don't know what God's doing. Hindsight's 20/20. Sometimes, a lot of times with God, I see what God was doing, but I didn't know. How many testimonies have you heard? I did not know what the Lord was doing, but I see now what He was doing. So let's keep that on in our mind. And the kids, all the kids started back to school. This one, the ones that go to school, and the rest of them are homeschooling. We don't have very many here to go to school, do we? No, y'all don't. Anyway, I don't know if somebody's buzzing me to tell me something before we... Okay. Leaving time Saturday morning is, I think everybody knows, is 5. Don't forget to bring money for gas or something. Don't go broke. I guess that's what you're saying. So I think everybody had a handout on how that trip was going to go. So that Brother Smith asked Sister Brittany to put out. Well, they're going to stop and eat like breakfast on the way up there and on the way home Sunday. So that's the only time they need money for food. Yeah, is there an amount or just an offering? Everybody that's go, try to bring $10 for gas. And that van does use the gas. And because me and my wife experienced that bringing it up here. It's not bad, but it's a 15-passenger van, so it's like a 3/4-ton truck. So, and it's going to be full of kids, and it's going to be pulling a trailer with their luggage. So that would about do it, about $10 for their gas per person. He did? I don't remember him saying 5. I thought he said 10. That's what I had already heard. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, that would be right around $150 for gas, and that's about what it's going to cost round trip, something like that. So, all right, let's praise the Lord before we go home. And thank the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Go with us this week. Keep your hand on Sister.